Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
In the later part of 2017, internet message boards, blogs, and YouTube began to populate with theories and interpretations of cryptic posts that had begun to appear on an anonymous web forum known as 4chan, posted by a user designated only as Q. The posts were sparsely worded and usually contained military and government terminology that seemed to support claims that the posting entity possessed a security clearance designated Q-level, which allows a person access to information at the top levels of national security in the United States. Soon, a movement began to coalesce around the posts that followed. At times, the posts were interpreted as prescient, as events on the global stage that involved persons of note, from politicians to Hollywood actors, were referenced, or sometimes even seemingly, predicted. Perhaps unavoidably, the community of followers of the mysterious Q have formulated countless interpretations, connections, and allegations against what is termed the deep state, the vast network of interconnected, high-profile politicians, business magnates, and media outlets that are said to have the power to shape the very reality in which we live. This case file joined the theorists as they try to go down the rabbit hole and get stuck in the QAnon conspiracy.
Oh my God, that's my bad. Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing Case File 109, the QAnon conspiracy. Oh, that's embarrassing.
What was happening?
I had clicked the link to check the live stream to make sure it was working, but I didn't have it up. So I was just listening to the theme song playing back at like a 15-second delay. And I'm like, what the fuck is Zell doing? I was like, this is crazy. And then I noticed it in the tab. I was like, oh man. Nailed I'm Braden.
It. I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And we're talking about QAnon today. Dan's favorite QAnon topic, I can tell early on. So excited.
Listen, motherfuckers, he's saving us.
All right, who wants to, where did this start? What is this about?
I don't know. Dan, I know you hate it. I know you hate it, but sometimes you got to do something you hate. Tell us about QAnon.
Well, okay, so QAnon is actually the name for the followers of the group. So QAnon is the name of these people who follow this anonymous poster Q, who makes these vague, and some people would say not so vague, vague posts on 4chan and 8chan, which are internet posting boards, anonymous. That's kind of their lures. Their selling point is they're 100% anonymous, so they say. And this Q person poster claims to be some sort of high up government military official, and he has been making these posts for what, since 2011, I believe, maybe a bit farther back. But the QAnon thing, I think the first one's
not that old. The first one's like October 28th, 2017 on 8chan.
I think it started on 4chan, then went 4chan? To 8chan.
Yeah, then went to 8chan. Doubled up.
The Q posts are normally, I wish if I had one in front of me right now. So It's so hard to talk about these because it's such like a nebulous thing. It's these Q posts, people have said, have lined up with a lot of the major events which have taken place a little before and since President Trump has taken power. And the QAnon group is mostly made up of what seems to be a majority of right-leaning political party members, those who see Trump as a type of these Q posts. Posit Trump, or it kind of, if you get into it enough, you see this narrative being built where Trump is the, you know, is their messiah. He is the one who has made some sort of he made a deal with some of the higher military officials in the United States military, those who had not been corrupted and or who have not been corrupted yet, and wanted to see the government to root out corruption. So they brought Trump in to do all these things. And so the whole story goes is that Trump has been in total control the whole time, and that everything that has happened up until now has all been part of a plan. The Mueller probe, which, you know, according to some, the QAnon people, showed no collusion and, you know, vindicated Trump, which was not the case. That was all in Mueller was actually, if you follow the QAnon narrative, it's that Mueller and Trump were working together in order to expose and make arrests of a ring of pedophiles who include people like Barack Obama and especially the Clintons. There's a lot of Clinton talk on the QAnon, and it's a lot about, there's a lot of them I know about Hillary, the whole email scandal and all of that, and how it was all covered up and everything that's within there, and that the Democrats and the liberals are all a bunch of satanic cannibalistic pedophiles,
right? So
I think that pretty much boils it down.
Some people say call it the second American Revolution, trying to free ourselves from either the Illuminati or the New World Order. Good old is pretty much, this conspiracy blends all conspiracies into one super conspiracy. It's a super, it's a super conspiracy. That's I don't know if that's ever been said before. Super conspiracy.
For some reason, all my Q, I had my Q posts up here. I was going to read the first one here, but I guess they're onto us talking about it. Everything just reloaded.
Here's an example of a Q post. This one was posted April 8th, 2000. Well, allegedly posted April 8th, 2018. It's a screenshot, so it's, you know, it could have, you know, whatever. Take it at what it is. But this one was posted April 8th, which was shortly before the Syria missile attacks that the United States and the France and the UK participated in. So it's something like night number 4 in brackets, increase in chatter, auth B19-2, Sparrow, red, prevent at all costs, good, Castle underscore online Q. He always signs it Q.
And that's, is that like some type of code?
Right. So the common thing in these posts is that there's, if you believe the QAnoners, I don't know what you call them, like QAnoners. Each one of these posts is considered to be a breadcrumb in the lexicon of the QAnon universe.
Super conspiracy breadcrumb.
Right. These are the breadcrumbs, and the people who put them together and the people who interpret them are called the bakers. So anybody can be a baker. I don't know. I didn't see an application form or any sort of like, you know, you don't need any references, I guess, or, you know, I don't know where you apply to be a baker, but you don't need any baking experience.
Wait,
I guess.
Okay, hold on. So the bakers are making the bread for Q, who's then tearing it up and leaving breadcrumbs?
No, the breadcrumbs are what the bakers... It doesn't make any sense to me either, because you don't take breadcrumbs to make bread. I mean, you just take a bunch of breadcrumbs, and what do? You feed them to ducks. I don't know. So they bake them, the bakers, and then they disseminate that information and their interpretation of these posts to the public. It's incumbent upon them to release this interpreted information to the public.
Right.
So, you know, I listened to one person who was a QAnon believer, and they were interpreting this exact post, the one that I had just read, and they talked about how this was proof that QAnon was a high military official, because it talked about Sparrow Red, and the Sparrow is a type of missile, and then the missile strikes happened, and then, you know, and then he goes on to talk, but the whole story kind of falls apart pretty quick, because you're like, well, Sparrows are air-to-air missiles. They're not ground-to-ground missiles. They're not ICBMs or anything like that, you know, which are most of the missile strikes were sea-to-air, sea-to-land missiles, I'm sure, right? They weren't air-to-air missiles. So it's like, you know, the Sparrows were a type of missile, and Red, like, Trump said something about Red or mentioned the color Red. So he was making a nod to the Q post. And so that's another part of this whole QAnon conspiracy, is that Trump is in on it, or Trump perhaps is QAnon. There's a whole thing that kind of goes into that too, as well, that this is his doing. This whole thing is put together by him, orchestrated by him. He's in control. You know, to me, when I read these posts, I find them somewhat pleasant, because they remind me of a plot from Metal Gear Solid, like a Metal Gear Solid game, you know, where it get not like the good parts where you're sneaking around and stuff, but the really weird fucking parts where you're like, where Hideo Kojima, the director of the Metal Gear Solid games, just goes off the rails and you're just like, what the fuck is happening right now? I don't know. I got to plug the controller into the other port, and that's how I got to make things work. That's when you read these, they're full of like military jargon and really vague statements that could be interpreted to mean almost anything to anybody. And if you tell me that, no, these mean exactly that, I automatically, it's really hard to believe somebody, because it's like, no, you could really interpret these to mean anything. Even though they seem to line up with something, you could take a lot of these things and just be like, no, I could interpret this to mean anything else.
What my favorite ones are, like the storm with, it's all these sealed indictments that are coming out, and it's based on during like a press op in or a photo op in October 2017. Trump says, I have a quote here. You guys know what this represents. Maybe it's the calm before the storm. And then the reporter goes, what storm, Mr. President? And Trump goes, oh, you'll find out. And like, that's it.
Yeah. But that, and then but everyone's like, and if you watch enough of Trump's like press conferences and things like that, that's just something he does. Like, he gives these vague statements because it really seems the truth of the matter is he really doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't give off the kind of vibe of somebody who could do this. But then your QAnon people would argue that that's all a facade, and it's just like, it's all going according to his plan. A lot of the Q posts kind of sign off by saying, trust the patriots, or trust in the plan. You know, there's this plan that is happening. Things are in motion, and it's all going to be okay.
Anytime you put faith in a plan company that you don't really know what it is, sounds a little suspect.
Right.
So, okay, just quick summarize here, because we just went, honestly, you could spend months reading all these things and deciphering them. So pretty much, Q is a government insider that either was working
allegedly, claims to be, or I don't even know where he claims it, but there people say that he is a government insider. There's no proof.
Okay, Dan.
It's one of the breadcrumbs.
So, zero proof.
Just a summary. He claims, or she claims, or some AI claims, we don't know, that they had Q level clearance. I've read that Q level clearance is a very high, or the highest in the military. Is that true?
Well, it's not even the last letter in the alphabet.
No, but I'm just saying, I read it. I did a quick search. It came up. I don't know if that's true. I'm not in the military. I don't know nothing about military, nothing. But he claims, or the claim is, that this Q level is of the top clearance. And either they're in the Trump organization, or they were. And either sometimes they even say, when it's Q plus on the post, actually is coming from Trump himself. That's what the conspiracy is. So this Q and his anonymous, or their anonymous, the QAnons, I don't know. What's the plural? Either way.
They're just, the baker, I don't know what they're called. So, no, it's not the baker. The bakers are the ones who put it together. See, this is why this is confusing.
So
the bakers are the ones who put it together. And the people who are, it's just QAnon. I guess those are the people. The QAnonymous. QAnonymous?
I guess. That's the only thing I could come up with. So these QAnonymous.
The Anon community. I don't know how to refer to them by it. I don't know what their preferred nomenclature is.
But these people, if believe in the conspiracy, say that Trump is at war. He has the generals of the military on his side, and they are trying to take back the Republic of the United States from these satanic pedophile who pretty much sacrifice children for their blood, for actually their adrenochrome, which is like blood in a heightened state of panic, is what the conspiracy is. And he is working, either giving the crumbs to Q to drop, and people trying to put together to facilitate some type of hopefully peaceful coup and take back the United States from the people who own it or something, pretty much. That's the conspiracy in a nutshell. That's why he has so many followers. You got people at rallies now holding up "We Are Q." Like it's become a
taken on a life of its own. My thing is, okay, all right, let's be the devil's advocate here. This is all true. Trump is Q plus. He's leaking all this information. At this point, he's a fucking president. He's the commander in chief of the military. Why does he have to be so secretive? And because I was reading questions about this, and people were like, "Well, he doesn't want people to know it's him." And I'm like, "Well, the fucking secret's out." I think if like everyone's saying Q plus is him, so if people are actually thinking that, like, it doesn't make sense. He's a president. He could just have a fucking presser, big press conference where he's just like, "Yeah, there's all these indictments. These people are all pedophiles. I'm going to release the proof. We're going to arrest them all right now and just blow it all up right now." Like, I don't understand the secrecy of dragging it on and then not doing anything about it ever.
Well, he's got what, 1 year left?
Yeah.
Well, like, it's very convenient.
460 something days until the next election.
And I'll say this, this is a big group of people that really believe in this. And it's very convenient to me that Trump perpetuates this idea. He likes posts, QAnon posts and stuff, and people are like, "Oh shit, it's him, it's real, he retweeted it." It's very convenient that an election's coming up and he's like keeping this staunch extremist, like they're like very extreme Trump supporters. I just find it very convenient that he'd like to, it's in his best interest to keep it going. Okay, people worship him now.
Let's say, because not all the people who believe this conspiracy are just crazy people. There's reasons that people are looking for, like, they're looking for help, right? Because pretty much as a society, we're pretty much getting screwed, right? Every year is a little more taxed. Your dollar gets devalued a little bit. So, like, this movement, there's a reason it's going. And if you try and put it together with, like, the satanic pedophilia, you don't have to look far, like right now in the news, to find like a pedophile ring that's been busted or Jeffrey Epstein or other stuff like that. So then people make these loose connections really quick because it seems more believable than just a story out of nothing, right? And you had like those Podesta and Clinton emails and the whole Pizzagate fucking ordeal. And then you had Epstein. And then you also have, like, have you heard of that Maria Abramovich? Is that her name? Heard of that girl?
I think Abramovich.
Marina Abramovich. She is the person that was referred to in like the Clinton and Podesta emails. And sure enough, she's a spirit cooker. She has all this weird fucking art, and she's hung out with all these celebrities and that whole thing. And she was out of no one even knew who she was. And then she's like in the emails with people who are running the country. So people start clawing at stuff. And I don't think they're probably 100% wrong. In the pedophilia rings, because like in the emails it said that we sacrificed a chicken to Moloch, which is, I'm pretty sure, like the god of child sacrifice, and a pagan god of child sacrifice.
There's some weird stuff.
There's 100%. Weird shit. There's weird shit. It's not that it's made it all up. That stuff actually was written.
Well, the funny thing is that and I'm pretty sure you can go talk to a couple of medieval historians, and that conspiracies like this have been around for hundreds of years. thousands of years even. Like, they had the first recorded conspiracy that we have, or the first mention of a type of conspiracy of like this, of a small group of people who are somehow trying to go against the common good of the people and trying to take control of the government in order to do this, is actually there was a Roman conspiracy, and they were trying to peddle propaganda that there was a group of pedophiles around killing children and drinking their blood. And this has been around for a long time. And it's a lot of these conspiracy theories like bank on that, that this is one of the worst things that you can do, is that you can kill a child or, you know, rape a child. Like, that, those things are the worst of the worst. And so if you can somehow, you know, making these leaps and bounds and connect these people to him without any real evidence, or even try to nail it together with a, you know, it looks like it's barely in there, right? You can make some sort of connection, then that would be in your best interest to proliferate your conspiracy.
So just a proliferation of conspiracy by this magical Q or Q people. Because no one really knows if it's just one person posting, right?
There's no hardcore proof. I mean, there's more proof of the Vatican. Like, there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of cases already of people who have come forward, you know, alleging of, you know, priests sexually abusing children or minors. Like, there's proof of that. People have come forward and done that. So if QAnon claims these things, that these people are abusing these children, sex trafficking children, how come we haven't had any of these people come out? You can't tell me that they're in this gigantic global sex trafficking ring of minors, and none of them have escaped, and none of them have gotten out to tell their story.
Do we know that? Well, none of the people have gotten out?
That's the great thing about this, because people say there is, and people show like arrests of pedophile rings and people rescued and stuff, and they'll just say the mainstream media is not reporting on it. Mainstream media is not doing any coverage of it, but it's really hard to find any coverage of it, to be honest.
Well, it's,
or any accounts.
It's on everywhere online, on all the major news sites. The pedophilia bus, but you just never see them in the cycled media online, like on like the news or like your average news website. You never see any of these stories. Tons of them everywhere. You just go search. There's like 100 pages of people got busted pedophiles. Disgusting.
But are they large? Are they? I'm just, you know, large political figures or nothing? Because I'm not saying that pedophilia doesn't.
Jeffrey Epstein just.
I'm not saying
fucking was
happens.
Gotten
I'm
busted.
Large.
He just got busted. He's the society. First one.
Who?
Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein's one guy.
Yeah, but he had a global ring going.
Yeah,
did he have a global ring, or is it just him and the people were coming to his place to do that?
Well, they have all the names.
He had people working for him recruiting girls to bring them to this Diddler Island.
Okay. And I'm sure you guys all know some, you know, there's probably people out there who know someone who has done something illegal. Doesn't mean that I participated in it.
Dan, stop defending Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm not defending Jeffrey Epstein. I'm defending people who may have associated with him and didn't know about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they didn't know, they didn't know. But I guarantee some people knew. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know who else, you know who was like an associate of his for a lot of years was Trump. So it's to me, I'm like, when they're saying like Trump's against all this stuff, and then I'm like, but they were like buddy buddies in the early 2000s.
Were they buddies? I don't really I don't
yeah,
know.
There were tons of pictures of them like together. Trump was verified of being at a private island with him, not the one that they went to, but they went to another island with 22 other girls and just the two of them.
And I'm just saying Trump has a lot of accusations out there, not just recently, like a lot from all times of sexual misconduct. So like, I know there's more recent ones when he's president, but there was ones when he wasn't anyways. Like, when he wasn't president, there's allegations. So it's a tough one for me when it's like, when they're like, oh, it's Trump and he's trying to do all these things. I'm like, for someone trying to do all these things, he's sure connected to a lot of these people. And like, I'm pretty sure he was a staunch supporter of like the Clintons back in the day of Bill.
I don't know. I don't really know all those all the political circles that people run in. I just know it's hard to put faith in an acting politician when it's the other side of the bird. Right? It takes two wings to fly, and these guys like everything out there. It's always there's only like a two sided argument, right? It seems like even this conspiracy here is divided people huge. There's no like, okay, well, maybe they said some stuff right. We should look into that. It's just like, nope, these guys are fucking nuts. And then the Q people are like, well, they're fucking nuts. And just like divided, perfectly split. Just like pretty much everything.
My whole issue with some of these things is that I try to read these posts and I try to read people trying to like discuss these posts. And within three posts, whether it's Reddit or whether it's whatever, I'm not going to dig into 4chan and these things, but it immediately leaps into something that has to do with either white supremacy or racism or national, like radical nationalism.
That's definitely in there. You can't argue that.
You know, with these people, like that, nobody wants to, they don't want to engage in logical discourse. So how are we supposed to take them on their word or whatever? So that they just say something. And then for a lot of these things, when you try to argue, because a lot of people have, some people who have written extensively on this, they say that QAnon is such a powerful, if you want to put it that way, has lasting power because it's self-sealing. The absence of evidence is like evidence of absence or whatever. It's like, because it's gone, oh, the government did it. Those people are in complete control. But then you tell me, but Trump and them are in complete control. So if these things disappear, isn't it their fault? Like, shouldn't they think? And then they say, no, it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. And to me, this sounds suspiciously like organized religion. It sounds like some sort of organized religion.
A cult?
Where it's like, you're asking me to take it on faith. You know, believe in this. Believe in this. Take it on faith. Trust this person. And so, like I was saying, I was comparing this, but you could say this probably of any sort of organization or something like that, where it's like Q is this faceless, all-knowing, supposedly all-knowing entity. And so these bakers are like the high priests of the religion. They take the word of Q and they interpret it, and then they give it to the masses however they interpret it.
The word of Q. I like that.
Right? So it's almost like a religion for a lot of these people. And so when people are very deeply invested in beliefs, whether it's religion or something or anything, or you know, it could be anything, like a sports team. Yeah, I don't know. But like when they're invested in these things, it's very difficult to get them to kind of either get them out of it or even to get them to engage, to discuss it. And anything that challenges that belief is automatically, they just shut down. They won't talk about it. Because a lot of times, like, you look at these discussions on these online, you know, these online forums, and people ask them like, well, okay, show me the article. Show me the exact article. Show me this. And they're like, oh, you just go look it up yourself.
Well, there's like 6,000 Q posts or something right now. Something crazy like that.
There's so many.
On the website. I was like, how are you going to get through all these?
And then you're supposed to tell me that all these posts are made by the same person. How do you know that?
He's got a team.
If it's completely anonymous, how do you know it's the same person or it's a different person? How do you know that Q's not dead? They killed Q and replaced Q. How do you know the CIA is not in it? How do you know that the Russians, the KGB, didn't infiltrate the CIA at some point and now they're Hydra?
Right. Yeah, there's 3,570 Q posts, I'm pretty sure.
So hail Hydra. That's what I'm saying.
3,570 Q posts. The last one that's on this site that I found, or someone gave to me, it's called the QMap.pub, was on August 1st, 2019.
Now,
and the last post said, the month of August is traditionally very hot. You have more than you know. I don't know what that means. That's the post. Anyways.
That is,
Wonderfully cryptic. Wonderfully cryptic.
Look, you like Dan, you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, But Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace!
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
it's one of those things too, where I was thinking, it's like, it's almost in the, like the flat earth in the sense of, it's not to the same level, but where any kind of government conspiracy we've ever talked about that has, you know, rings truth, and we talk about it and we go, that's some weird shit. They use all of that to, like, is like, this is why it's true.
Super
like, all these super little conspiracy things from everything is why this QAnon and the taking down the deep state is true.
What like, if it
I'm
is?
I'm gonna go out on a limb.
What if it is true? What if the media is controlled, highly controlled by these people? And that's,
we know the media is controlled by people. We've talked about that. That's one of those reasons why it's because we know that targeted to be true doesn't mean it's a truth for this fact. Like, it's not, we know media is controlled by special interest groups, all the big media. We've been talking about that since we started the podcast.
Yeah, but like, so then why is it so hard to believe that these people who control the media have this newcomer, Mr. Trump? He's coming for blood. He's coming in swinging. He's got his generals. So all they can do is suit. For like 30 years, Trump was a media mogul. He was in the, like, people liked him. He was a really well-liked dude. He was all the way over. And as soon as the Trump campaign started, boom, then you got nailed with Trump. And then ever since, Trump, anti-Trump everything pretty much. And so that the conspiracy is that the people who own the media have control of what they want you to see. And they're trying to get Trump out because he's trying to out the deep state. That's the conspiracy.
I think the whole thing, why the media turned anti-Trump, is because before he ran for president, his life wasn't under a microscope. And now when you get close enough to see him and you see him as he really is, you realize that this guy is half senile and can't even put together a cogent sentence.
Can we just take a brief moment to talk about Sharpiegate?
What's Sharpiegate?
You didn't see that?
No, what's Sharpiegate?
He was saying that hurricane was going to hit Alabama.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Which was not true.
All the projections had Hurricane Dorian, the most recent hurricane that smashed into the Bahamas and pretty much like took that
decimated it.
Is a freaking war zone. And it came through there. All the weather predictions had it going up the coast, right? Hitting Florida and maybe just going up the coast or like breaking up as it hit Florida, as most hurricanes do. Most hurricanes lose like 80% of their power when they hit land. It's like it's pretty much just hit and it's just a big storm. Well, Trump, and at one point during one of his press conferences, it claimed that it was going to hit Alabama. And then so later when everybody, the National Weather Service and all of them came out and said, no, that's not true at all. People in Alabama, you don't have to evacuate. There's nothing like, no, that don't have to worry about that. Trump actually went back and what looks like he took a printed map of a projection of the hurricane and he hand drew, and it's confirmed that he drew it. He drew with a black Sharpie showing that it was going to hit Alabama.
And in the press conference, someone's like, hey, is that drawn on with a Sharpie? And he's like, I don't know. That's just the map I was given. It's an old map, but it's the one that I was given. Okay, let's get back into Q for a second.
Forget Trump. Q only.
Forget Trump.
Mr. Q.
What are some of the predictions that they've made that have come true? That's what I couldn't find. There was no, like, nothing solid. Like, they said this, this came true. It's all I keep reading about is all these indictments that are sealed and these deadlines, and Hillary Clinton's going to be arrested every morning, this morning or last morning, and none of that ever happens.
What was it? One of the ones, the claims that they did make, I think, was this year. They said that JFK Jr., who allegedly, they say, faked his death in 1999 in the plane crash, was going to come out and come back, and he was apparently Q, and that he was going to come out and in support of Trump and reveal himself on July 4th. Well, July 4th came and went, no JFK Jr. And to me, this is just like something like when they claimed the rapture was going to happen. You're like, rapture's going to happen on this day.
Every year the rapture's
everybody's
happening.
Going to heaven, and nothing happened. Oh, but we'll go back. We'll go back. We'll redo the math. We'll look at the posts again, and we'll redo all our math and be like, no. When you read this one, we didn't do the math. We didn't add on for like a year or two, so it's going to be next year. So look out for next year.
Because that was my thing, is I was having any hard time substantiating any direct link between like a Q post and something real happening ahead of time.
Well, there's a lot of people that would tell you different, but I couldn't find them in the 1 week that we were looking into it. I don't know if they're buried deep or they get scrubbed from the internet. Cause if you go over like site, try and search Q predictions or anything like that, that's anywhere on Google or any other search engine. All you get is anti Q everything. So you have to go to the Q documents and a Q guru to tell you exactly what post and when it was and what it means.
High priest of Q, I think is better. High priest of Q.
But
or you could call
that
him
was
the high
my thing.
Q.
It was like there's all these loose connections that are made after, like, well after these things are written, and then they're like, this meant this, and you're like, well, no, you're making it like you're. It's easy to look at one of these things and then go, well, this was an info drop. But I haven't read anything that blew me away on these things. It's all these cryptic things that I'm like, well, I don't understand. Everyone keeps saying this is the biggest intel drop in history or whatever. And I'm like, what is it? Like, what's...
What exactly is the giant bomb? What's the giant bomb?
We've been talking about the New World Order for fucking since before Q, and no one's worshiping us.
It's no secret.
Oh, that's
that,
why we're coming so hard on Q, because we're jealous.
Yeah,
yeah, we're coming for you, Q. But yeah, it's definitely no secret that the Western worlds are run by corporations, not necessarily government. So like, that's not really a conspiracy. Those guys got a lot of power, but I don't know how. It's hard to connect the. Q. I guess someone said, I was just reading the comments. Someone said, think of Q as like the guy in the Matrix with like the key guy. Is this showing you different things that's happening. He has nothing to do with any political party. Separate him from all politics. He's just some, maybe he's an alien. Let's go there. Maybe this is all part, because you know, some of the aliens, some of the ETs, want to help humans, but they're not violent. So maybe this is the way to, I don't know where I was going with that.
One of the things I think the QAnon have gone on to say is that they believe that the Space Force was the form of a form of soft disclosure. You know, this was the, you know, Trump's way, because Trump, you know, it was Trump's idea and whatever, signed into existence by Trump, that this is his idea of like telling us that there's aliens out there, or you know, we have to worry about extraterrestrials or things like this, and it wasn't a giant publicity stunt. But you know, the thing about Trump is like, if there were aliens, he's the kind of guy that would tell us already. I'm pretty sure if he's the kind of guy who tweets out classified CIA pictures of Iranian missile sites and things like that, then it's like, why would we not have pictures of aliens, or, you know, not even like classified ones, maybe even old photos. He's just like, bring in the aliens. It just seems like the kind of guy like he would do that.
But you know what it's like? It's, to me, it's like, it's looking at it like if I'm going to say Trump isn't Q. There's you can't convince me of that.
Nope.
The other thing is, I'm like, okay, if Q's, if this is all real, I'm like, he's your guy. This is your guy. This is the warrior of, you know, saving us from the deep state. This guy, it's like Kung Fu Panda when Roo first comes, right? The panda, and everyone's like, he's not a Kung Fu master, but maybe he can redeem himself later on. I just don't see it. Like, I'm just like, he's so privileged. He's so privileged. He's had everything handed to him his whole life. He's an heir, right? He's had all this stuff. And then I'm like, he's the guy. This is the guy to do it. I'm like, I just don't see it. Like, I'm
and
like,
I'm on the same page as Braden, because almost all of the people who have been close to Trump or worked with Trumps, from teachers, at least one teacher where he went to, you know, where he went to business school, was like, he was the dumbest student I ever had. He was a fucking idiot, you know? And you have, you know, people have worked close with him. You've got people like, who is it, Mattis, or like any of his top, you know, those people that he brought in, like the General Kellys and them, and they bring them in. They're like, he's a moron. Like, he doesn't read briefings. He doesn't do anything. He spends most of his day watching TV. Like, these people who are close to him have said, like, what his day looks like, and none of it is spent on internet message boards doing a thing. I'm kind of convinced that his only interaction with the internet is through Twitter. And
forget Trump. You know what? This is not a political show. I don't trust any politician, regardless who's in there. Let's think of Q as just a group of hackers who have stolen information. Why are they not? Like, if you really had groundbreaking, revolutionary material, would you not put it into something so concise and easily testable that you could sway the masses of the public to actually do something about the hidden hand controlling the government? Why just give, like, such cryptic stuff? Who's ever going to put it together?
Yeah, why do you have to have it put together? If you're already releasing anonymously and you've got all these things to hide your identity, why not just, why are you talking in code? Just say it. It's an anonymous message board that you're on. You can literally say whatever the fuck you want and it wouldn't matter. So why do you got to speak in code?
Or maybe eventually, once this thing gets, this is hypothetical, maybe if it gets enough people looking, even if people are attracted for the wrong reasons, like, you know, people are a little crazy groups. Some people are attracted to it. This is to say, a lot of people, it becomes big in the news, and then we start to see real stuff. Then I will pay more attention. I don't know. Unless someone could tell us, like, who's really researched what we looked in the wrong spot. I don't know. I don't know what. Well,
even you, like, you can go to QAnon.pub if you're interested in seeing all the drops that are put together. And there's, you know, some people have written, like, answers to the drops and breaks down the drops. But even then, I'm like, one, it's written after the fact. So, and everything's very loosely connected, where I don't see a direct link from this post to what they're claiming has happened.
Right.
Right. It's like, to me, it's like National Treasure level. It leaps and bounds, you know. You have stuff that, like, oh, he mentions gold in this post, and I saw a gold thing. Trump talked about the gold thing 2 weeks ago. That's a message. That's a nod to QAnon, blah, blah, blah. He's QAnon. He's talking about gold, you know. And it's like, it's maddening, you know. Maybe my brain's not big enough. Maybe I can't get it. I mean, you know, maybe I'm not the person who can correctly interpret these things, and I'm not a devotee of Q enough to be like, interpret these as the way they are, and I'm not seeing the connections or something like that. But when people tell me, like, no, this is what the connection is, I'm like, well, that doesn't seem very
solid.
That's not very solid. That's just kind of like, you're taking this and you're interpreting it to mean this, which can be, again, it's anything. Like, that's why these things are vague.
Hey, this is right up my alley. If someone was like, you really fucked it up and you want to really tell me I would love to hear it. Cause this ties a lot of conspiracies together for me. If we could somehow make it real. Forget the political part.
Okay. I think tying it to Trump is let's go with the Q thing's real, and there's someone there that isn't with Trump, isn't with the Democrats, isn't with anyone who's legit trying to leave breadcrumbs for people to follow to get into these, you know, to find some information deep within the internet or whatever, rather than just posting it. I think it's a huge mistake that it's tying this to Trump and one party. I think it's in Trump's interest. I watched this movie, the great documentary, The Great Hack. Very interesting Netflix documentary. And when I started reading these QAnon posts, it really threw me back to that documentary where it's like targeting these people who have specific ideologies to get their vote. And that's what I see in this when I look through this, is I'm like, it looks to me like, and we know that there's been Russian meddling. We know that, you know, they've used Facebook and they've weaponized our data. So when I look at these things, I think it's something that started off and then it's in someone's best interest to keep it perpetuating. And that's why it so loosely talks to, like, links to all conspiracies. It's one of those ones. It's like Flat Earth, where Flat Earth, it does away with everything. Everything's connected. There is no, like, it's a hard one to jump into and buy after researching everything else.
Right.
That we've been looking into for years and then listening to this one. I have such a hard time. And I'm all for it. I'm like, I would buy it, but I can't find any substantial claims where what has been said and what they've put together has led to something conclusive.
Not yet.
But maybe. It's been 2017. Like, if there's all these sealed indictments and shit, and like, what are they waiting for?
Where's the storm? They said the storm was going to hit last October, and that was when it was going to be the big storm. That's when they were making the predictions for this storm to hit. Nothing happened.
And that was supposed to be like the coup, right? Fucking get all these motherfuckers out.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the coup. That was supposed to be the military generals are going to rise up and they're going to take the military to the streets. There's going to be massive arrests and like all these people are going to go to jail and all, like there's going to be rioting in the streets. Nothing happened.
That sounds very World War II dictator scary.
But that's what he was supposed to do. Like Trump was going to come out with the military and, you know, coup the country and be like,
take it over.
He was going to clean it out.
Like, right.
It was supposed to be a good thing. You know, it was supposed to be a good thing. That's what it was supposed to be. The scouring, the rapture, whatever you want to call it. You know,
that was supposed to be the second revolution last October.
You know, didn't happen. Still here. Nothing's happened.
Still here. Still selling fake doors.
Still can't get a wall built.
It's one of those ones like I would love to be dead wrong on it. I would love to just be dead wrong.
Buddy, but me too.
I think it, you know, rewind, when did we start this? 2015?
Yeah, we started I think we started pretty much when the first election was going on. Yeah,
so if you rewind back to 2015 and you were just to give me this before you had given me anything else, I might buy into it more. But after looking into all like some serious dark government shit, like Operation Gladio and stuff, I'm just like, nothing's been done on this. Like nothing's been done. They make these claims, but nothing's been done. And it's all these claims from other conspiracies that we already knew. We've already talked about.
I think this is a wonderful conspiracy thing. But the thing about conspiracy theories, especially QAnon, is that you're asking me to take on faith that people are infinitely more competent than we give them credit for. Like you are asking me that there are people who can literally run the world when it's been my experience that I've worked with the high up, you know, I've been in the military, I've worked with military people, and I've met higher up military people, and those motherfuckers can't even tie their own damn shoes, you know? Yeah, like, a lot of people could argue that you know, September 11th was a big, bring it back to September 11th, was a big wake-up call for how our agencies interact, intelligent agencies, that they are incompetent. There is a lack of communication. They don't talk to each other. There's a lot of information that they keep from each other, and that, you know, people who have written books on these things like conspiracies and stuff, they're like, I've talked with these kinds of officials, you know, reporters who have done reports on the inner workings of these agencies. They're like, these people don't know what they're doing, or at least the supervisors don't. You know, you have all these people who are working under you, and you have the supervisors who have probably been there longer than they should be and are in positions of power, and they don't know what's going on. So you're asking me to believe in a conspiracy that tells me that there are people who are competent enough to do these things. But like, me and Brayden have done stuff like Operation Gladio, where most of the stuff that comes out is like, these people are idiots. Like, the stuff that they do is like, they just assume they do it, and it all comes out, you know, within the time. There's something that shows up and somebody screws up and something messes up within a year or so. Like, it comes out. It will.
If there's stuff there, it's coming out. It's got to. And it's got to come out soon. It's been a couple years already. Like, how long to build a good case? Say it is like a small group of people building a case against a big.
But I don't see them building a case.
I'm just saying, if they're doing it behind the scenes.
Because if QAnon's whole thing is that he's just putting out information, he's just warning people. They're not putting together a case. They're not putting together something. He's just preparing people, or that's their whole kind of thing. Is like, so you can be ready for the storm. You know, he's not asking for action. He's not calling for action and nothing like that. He's just putting out these drops which highlight information which has already been released, or maybe like within a few hours is going to be released. So it could be just a media person. It could be a media troll. You don't even know. Could be a Russia intelligence troll, since the Russian intelligence is pretty good, since they just, like, the FBI just uncovered a big old hack. You know, that the Russia has been interfering with our elections. They've been interfering with other nations' elections. Like, they're good enough to do that. Right. So, like, we just had, like, for example, the United States had, or, you know, they were just made statements that they had an agent who was close enough to Putin, close enough to the inner circle of the Russian government, where he could take pictures of signed documents on Putin's desk. And then someone told the Russians about it, trying to brag about it, and they had to pull that guy out. There was a big story about it, and it's been in a couple news media outlets.
did he tweet it?
If we can do that, and our intelligence agencies are woefully incompetent, like I've said, or seem to be, then what's to say that the Russians can't do that to us? Most of the Twitter accounts that push, like, Twitter's done Twitter bot purges, and a lot of those accounts are troll accounts. Like, there's been like 400 accounts that they linked with Russian bots and Russian troll bots that were pushing anti-vaccination and MAGA themed things. That's all they were retweeting, is what they were doing. They're pushing all those things. If you look up the Internet Research Agency, is this really shadowy type of agency where 13 Russians who are working with the Internet Research Agency were indicted in the Mueller probe, like, for interfering with the elections. They're indicted, but they can't get arrested because you'd have to extradite them. So it's like, how are we going to get them? You know, they're not going to send them over to us to be arrested. So
it's really hard with this one not to get political, because that's what I see in it.
That's what it's been, like, used for, at least.
Especially after, if you haven't seen the big hack or Great Hack on Netflix.
That's, yeah, I think it's the Big Hack.
Great Hack. It's one
Big
of
Mac.
Those. Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Go watch. It's really interesting.
Two all beef patties, special sauce.
I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. But I'm going to say, in that last election, data was used like it's never been used before to help swing that election. For the good or for the bad, for whatever, data was used in a way that it's never been used before. And it worries me with all this stuff and all this online stuff where it's so loose that, especially coming up to another election, and I'm like, if they used it like that in the last election, do you think they're going to do it less or gear it up more? And now you have these people, and this is just me speculating. Maybe this is the Q thing's all true, but what I worry is that these things are being perpetuated to get these people so invested in this that not only do they have these bots that are going to be pushing this misinformation on Facebook, but you're going to have real people pushing it too. on one side or the other. I'm not saying it's all Trump supporters. I'm not saying it's all Democrat. But I'm like, there's going to be this crazy fucking... If, like, looking back 20 years from now, we're going to say this is the fucking Wild West of trying to have an election. Because you're going to be like, how did anyone get elected fairly with what the fucking media and big data and all these things were doing to people during the lead up to elections?
I always thought we were past the point where it's like, you know, ballot box stuffing and those things. Like, I always thought we were past all that. Now it's just changed. Nope, you can just do it through the internet. And it's like, God damn it. You know, you didn't have a guy sitting outside your election, you know, your election or your voting area with like baseball bats being like, you better vote for the right person. You know, you used to be that. Now it's like, it just changed your vote. It's not even, you don't even get the.
No, you're digitally persuaded.
Teamsters waiting outside to beat the shit out of you because he voted for the wrong person.
How crazy! Yeah. How crazy are human beings that we get so involved in a leader that we will blindly follow?
Doing it for thousands of years.
I know, it's like the ruling class. They know, like they probably study like social engineering to a T, and that's what it is. People are socially engineered to be divided into political spectrums, and like. It's fucking crazy. No one ever agrees on anything, especially right now.
And yeah, it's a weird landscape.
Like I just glanced at a couple comments on the YouTube thing, just like blatantly like, fuck the Democrats, fuck the Republicans. And you're like, oh, like, I don't know.
That's what they want, man. That's what they want to do. There's no discourse anymore. And that's the weird thing about having a 2-party system is you have to pull further apart from each other. Right? Like it's a weird, weird system. And that's what they want. They want everyone divided. They want you on your teams.
It didn't used to be like this. That's the thing. It's like, it didn't, you can make arguments for all kinds of what has contributed to this kind of stuff, but it's like, it's just, a lot of people are using this kind of like this Q stuff to kind of argue for tighter regulations on the internet. So then you're like, oh, well, maybe it's the government itself just being like doing this whole Q thing just to be like, it's a false flag. Maybe Q is a false flag for them to be able to take control of the internet.
Maybe Q is a false flag for the fucking military coup and you get the fucking next regime. Was it the next Reich? So this kind of sounds very Hitler-like in some ways. Like you use a political idea to sway the whole population, but I don't know.
Except they're only 35%.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's a hard one. If it would be much, I would get on board way better. What I was hoping to find is I was hoping a list would be like, look at these fucking posts, and look at what happened right after. There's a direct link between the two. There's not ever between these. It's perpetuated by the believers, Dan, you hit it on the head. It's perpetuated by the believers. It's you know what? And with that, I'm out. It's too religious for me. I'm out.
Yep, we're bowing out of that one.
It's but I would love to be wrong. I would love to be absolutely wrong on this one. But just my old conspiracy gut tells me that this one just doesn't pass the sniff test for me.
I want nothing more than for the people who lead the Western world right now who are stealing all the money, taking all the money from the working people. The wealth, like the wealth gap is unbelievable now. I would like nothing more than just fucking punch those motherfuckers all to death. But
eat the rich,
right? Fuck them. But I don't
hear it here. This doesn't really. Zell's leading the next coup, man. Yeah. He's leading the next
surprise,
queue.
Surprise.
Piling guns. He's Zell, got everything. Are you Q? Man. He's ready to go.
Surprise, surprise. Q? Boom. I'm Q plus.
Q prime over here.
Q prime. But, you know, like I want nothing more than to take back. And like, it's hard for like our generation money wise. Like it just is. Everything's more expensive. The more you work, you get less for your dollar than you did 40 years ago. And it's only going to increasingly get worse. So that's why I do think that especially this conspiracy draws so many people in. Cause like, hey, this guy's going to take down the guys who are fucking you in the ass. Right. And that's what people think. And like, oh, if we, you know what, we're going to get behind this. It's all going to be better, you know? It's going to be better. It's going to be better. It's always going to be better. Always voting for change or voting.
If you could direct that in a different avenue, I think real change could happen. But I'm like, this is not the way.
And I would totally be into this if stuff that they predicted had actually been put into motion by Trump, where like our the current, you know, administration, if this stuff had come to fruition, like the things that he has done, one of the most things is like tax cuts for the rich. Like he hasn't implemented any programs. He hasn't really, like, this administration, sorry, I'm putting it all on Trump, but it's not just him. It's like the whole administration. The whole administration has not put anything big into motion. And all the thing that we have is this trade war, which is just screwing everybody. Farmers are on subsidy. Like, we got farmers that we basically are subsidizing them for money for crops that they can't sell because their market's gone.
You guys, you guys shut down our lumber industry too up here in BC. We're really disappointed.
You know, you guys can't give us the wood no more.
You know, the tariff's too high. Yeah. We can't sell it. So all the fucking mills shut down. It's a big deal.
Good Canadian wood.
It's great. Good Canadian lumber. Good Canadian lumber. You guys are missing out.
Everybody wants Canadian wood. I was gonna keep saying it until Brayden got it. He's just sitting there for a second. I was just like, he's gonna get it.
He's gonna get it.
There he goes.
I saw someone saying that if someone went on the news and said this stuff, they'd get suicided. Yeah, but if it was Trump that went on the news and said it, if he's got the backing of all these military generals and stuff, that's my point. I'm like, he wouldn't. And if he did, it would perpetuate, like, everyone would be like, oh shit, maybe they're right.
Yeah. I mean, Trump could give a presidential address, which has to be publicly broadcast, right? It can't be blocked out, right? Is that true? Someone told me that.
Yeah.
The presidential address has to be broadcast.
They could.
So if he had it all and he really had these motherfuckers, let's go.
By the short ones, yeah.
Let's do it. I'm saying if we had aliens, we'd know about aliens. He would have tweeted it out like 5 seconds after he heard about it. Like, we would have heard it. Like, if he's going to tell us we're locked and loaded, like, if he's the kind of person to tell us we're locked and loaded to go to war with Iran because they blew up Saudi Arabia, which maybe they didn't. We don't really know. We're not 100% sure about who blew up the Saudi oil fields. Like, well, I think he would have been like, hey, I just found out about Area 51. Hey, everybody. Cool stuff. Very cool. Thanks, Kanye. Like, whatever. Like,
but I think that's like the worst part of this is how linked to Trump the QAnon thing goes. And I'm like, it'd be way more interesting if they were like the current administration. Like, I don't know why they're like, everything reads like it's Trump's doing. I'm like, I don't think so. I was like, if they said to me, oh, there's they wanted him in because he's easily manipulated and easily swayed, and military generals want him in there because they can do this stuff with, I'd be like, okay, well, now I'm more on board. But when you have him as the mastermind, I'm like, I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
Yeah, we're getting grilled for saying Trump too much, though.
I know. I just like, I
want stop talking about it's Trump, you
idiots.
It's
a conspiracy theory, and it's one of those things that a lot of people who have looked into it, have researched it, and have written books on this, like, they just say it's a conspiracy theory, and it's really hard to talk about because it's really hard to confront it with facts because it's not based in facts.
Yeah.
Right? It's most of this stuff is based on these Q drops, which are interpreted. They're not, you know,
it's not hard
statements. They're not supported by any real evidence. There are Q drops that are like that reference some video or something, and then it's just like they post a video and they say, oh, we remember. And it's like, okay. There was one Q drop that was like, oh, remember when Hillary Clinton covered up for a pedophile ring or something like this? So there was a State Department employee, a State Department ambassador who got who was allegedly, caught up in some sort of sexual misconduct scandal or something, soliciting sex workers or young minors or things like that. And then when the whole thing came to, they had an investigation, they had all that stuff.
Right.
Nothing. There's nothing. He all of the thing, he was exonerated. Like, all this stuff was baseless. He had the whistleblower complaint against him. It was all nothing.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't, the end of the day, I don't really have much else to talk about Q because the drops are interesting. I've been following them for a week and I've been reading them, but I'm like, Fuck, man. I need you got to leave me some better hints, man. If you're listening out there, like,
someone should
spell it out for me.
Compile something. Let's go. Someone said, like, oh, you if you want to know about Q, you have to research it on your own. You're like, well, I will. If someone can give me an easier way to do it than searching through 3,000 small posts that don't make any sense.
That to me, again, that sounds like something like a religion would tell you. That's something that a priest. If you want to know God, you have to get to know God for yourself. You need to read the Bible yourself. You need to get into there yourself. It's not something.
It's a cop out. It's a cop out,
right? It's you need to be able to put something together and be like, because when I read it, I will interpret it differently than you did, right? And that's how some people are saying it. So if I interpret it a different way, does that mean that I'm right or you're right? Because I'll read something and I'll be like, I can interpret that to be something different. And believe me, give me like a week or give me a couple of days with some of these things and I'll connect it to weird shit. And you'll just be like, what? Dude, I wrote a whole, oh man, never mind. I'm not going to get into that. I've written some stupid papers in my time where I've talked about how there's a secret werewolf cabal that controls like the, you know, the monetary things like that. And I wrote that in one of my college classes and I had my political science teacher write on there like, what the fuck? Like, you know, it's like a 3-page paper about how werewolves run the world or something like that. And I was like, I could do that with these things. Like, it's not hard. If you have a good imagination.
Anything else on Q before we get into some other stuff?
Quick final thoughts, Braden.
I'll leave everyone with a B drop.
B drop.
The toast is burning. Reports. Warnings. Autumn is fall. Unplug the toaster.
There you have it. Cryptic message. The first of many.
My God.
The first of many B drops.
Yeah.
New world revolution.
All of them are going to reference Braden's giant dumps.
I think you could read some of these like fucking like a rat, like a fucking, they're like slam poetry. They're like military lingo slam poetry. You know, for some of these, like, what was the one I was reading? Like, what is this? Prevent, Auth, First S, Castle, Green, FRH, YD, 5894, 3580, 357, DBE, CG, Contact, Window, OK, Q.
Oh, that's good, Dan.
That was great, like, Dan.
Tractory, good. Relay back, channel, SWH, EP1, fly, high, Q. You know, it's OK.
Yeah, that's my final thought.
I'll be reading that at the local coffee shop when Slam Poetry Night. I'll be the readings of Q Slam
Q,
Poetry
Q Coffee.
Q Coffee. That's our new podcast. I'm going to be reading Q drops in the style of Slam Poetry.
So, Dan, it's safe to say that you're 100% believer in the Q conspiracy.
Yeah, 110. I'm Q Alpha. Q Alpha Omega.
That's me. I'll say I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's gotten too big for its bridges, if it were. And there's nothing to, and I'd love to be wrong. I would love to be wrong. But after researching all the conspiracy and stuff we do, this conveniently ties into everything. No, I just don't believe it.
Well, as usual, I am the most conspiracy minded person here. I don't believe, obviously, the whole thing. I believe that people have a right to question some of the weird shit found in those Podesta Clinton emails.
Oh, 100%.
The weird,
You can't
artwork.
Say that I'm not against that. I'm for that, too.
I'm just saying, that's a major part
You're
of
like,
the conspiracy.
I'm saying that. You two guys are pro-child pedophilia rings.
I'm not saying pro. I'm just saying, you got, that stuff is fucking crazy, and I think we're going to see some weird stuff over the next couple of years, especially if the Epstein stuff does continue to go. And like, that's a big part of this conspiracy, that there is a group of people that are into this and they're in high positions of power. Who those people are, I am not going to make any claims.
If they're people.
Or the reptilians?
Robots? AI?
Anyways, reptilians? I just think
Zeta reticulans?
I think it's possible that it's been kind of hijacked after the start of it, and now it's been used for the pro-Republican Party, even though it might not actually be
tied to
them at all. So So I don't.
That goes more line. I agree with that. I like your theory better. I think it's been hijacked for political means.
So I don't know. I think there's tons of people who are really trying to break some of these people open who seem to be criminally invincible for stuff that normal people would get busted for. These people get away with. So I think a lot of people want that to happen, and some people start grasping at straws, trying to make it all connect together. But I think there's going to be some shred of truth in there. I think it's just people that can take it, swing it so far, right? So I don't know. We'll pay attention, and if you want to yell at us in an email and let us know your theory.
Hey, a year from now, if we're 100% wrong, we'll have a We Were Wrong show.
We were wrong.
We would just grovel for an hour.
If we had to have a We Were Wrong show, we would have a lot of shows.
We made a mistake. We should have believed. I doubt it. let's get into some space news. For the first time ever, NASA's SpaceX Mars landing received an Emmy nomination.
What?
Super cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. That was fucking cool TV.
That's one of the highest budget films made. Think about it. Yeah. It's a lot of money going in there.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Okay, I'll tell you the one thing. Something's going on with my computer here. It's been hijacked by Q.
Hijacked. Q Prime.
You've been hijacked by Q?
Hijacking is it.
Oh, all right. The first commercial space hotel will feature a low-gravity basketball court.
What?
Neat.
Yeah, how cool is that? So if you ever wanted to dunk, now you can.
You want to be like Mike, you can do it in low G.
I can finally dunk on a full-size hoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more going to elementary schools.
I don't have to put down to the 8-foot hoop and get my spring shoes.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. They're also doing rock climbing and some other they're promoting some other low gravity activities. I was like, what a genius though. Like the low gravity basketball is like genius. Whoever thought of that, I was like, everyone has like been like, man, I want to dunk.
Low G basketball would be like NBA Jam for like Super Nintendo. You could just launch from the other side of the court, do 8 backflips, and then drain it.
Yeah,
he's on fire.
What was that? Remember that there was a trampoline basketball back in the day? That was the closest
thing. Slam ball, man. That was slam ball. Crazy.
They had that at those trampoline parks. They have those.
No, but they had a slam ball league, Dan. There was like, it was a full contact. It was like half.
Oh, you mean on TV?
Yeah, on TV.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like on Spike or whatever, TNT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then they stopped because this guy broke his neck.
Nobody getting out of there uninjured. Like, yeah. Jesus.
I think one guy broke his neck and one guy died because you're falling from 14 feet on your head.
That sounds about right.
But now in space, you probably wouldn't even fall that hard. I wonder how high you could jump, really.
Depends on how many
at this hotel.
How
I guess
low
so.
G is. How low G? Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Say in space?
It's in space. The space hotel.
Oh, so I mean, if it's space hotel, low G or no G, that's the thing. If it's low G, I would assume it's like on some kind of like centrifugal barrel.
And well, if it's no G, I don't even want to play because I don't think that'd be fun. You're just stuck in the fucking basketball court floating around. I imagine it'd be really annoying. Although I could spin the ball on my finger
Harlem Globetriders?
Just forever.
I'm like non-stop. I'd be like the generals.
Like a person who can play basketball.
Yeah. Let's go. NASA puts Bigelow Aerospace giant inflatable space habitat prototype to the test. So they have it. I love this thing. So if you haven't seen it, it's called the Bigelow Aerospace B330 habitat. And it's essentially, it looks like one of those like old kid jump play pens, like that you inflate. It's great. It's hilarious. But it does look cool. They're testing it right now and hopefully they can get it ready for some deep space operations. One other thing. Incoming mysterious object from interstellar space approaching our solar system. A mysterious object from deep space is fizzing towards the solar system, and scientists have no idea what it is. Dubbed C-2019-Q4.
Q.
The high-speed Q. body appears to be on a path originating from another star system that will see it fire past Mars in October.
Cool.
So the first shape that came out, like, was Umanuma or whatever. Umanuma?
Oumuamua.
Yeah, and so this is now the second thing to come through. You guys got any space news?
I got one piece of space news. A company called Advanced Space has been awarded a contract to test a new type of orbit for the Lunar Gateway, which is going to orbit between the moon and Earth, like a big weird orbit. And it's going to be
like a figure eight or something.
Oh, it's going to be the first spacecraft to test what's known as a near rectilinear halo orbit. Rectilinear. That's my missing tooth, which I'm getting fixed on Friday, 100%.
Rectilinear. Yeah, I'm going to get in there.
Give one last toothless smile to the camera.
Next week, I got brand new pearly white up front there. Can't wait.
Yeah.
So anyways, a rectilinear halo orbit, which means it goes at around the closest point at the one pole and the farthest distant point over the other pole. Some weird halo-like orbit. Anyways.
Wait, around the moon?
Yep. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
Pretty cool. That's what it says. That's what it's testing. It's not actual spacecraft. It's a small, like, I think it's pretty much like a drone, like a space drone. It's just going to test the orbit, see if it works.
That's going to be cool.
Anyways, that's all I got for space news.
All right, let's get into UFO case file of the week. Punch in another fan submission. Unless, Dan, you had something and I just interrupted you.
No, I'm excited for
cue it up.
UFO case file of the week.
Cue it up. There we go. Boom. Got it.
Got it right here.
Got it right there.
Pretty tiny font on this one.
Oh, yeah. Calibrated wrong. Sorry.
This is called Sally and the House on Station Street. For the first 6 years of my life, I lived in an old house in Rhode Island. It was built in the early 1900s, and the house was in my family for five generations before my dad sold it about 10 years ago. Just a little backstory. The house had an attic large enough to walk around in, and loads of things from my grandparents and other family members were stored up there. Also, there was a creepy basement that I hated going in as a child. I had a reoccurring dream that a witch lived behind the old furnace and cursed me any time I walked that far into the basement in my dream. Needless to say, I never walked past the furnace in real life. One night, my dad was woken up around 3 a.m. to the sound of me talking in my room. I had to be around 3 or 4 years old at the time. At first, he just thought I was talking to myself, so he came in and simply told me to go back to sleep. After several nights of this happening, he decided to wait outside my room and listen to what was going on. He opened my door just slightly and saw me sitting up in bed playing with some dolls, and in the middle of a serious conversation. The longer he watched me, he noticed I wasn't talking to my dolls. It seemed like I was talking to someone who wasn't there. I was looking straight across my bed, away from my dolls as I talked. He heard me talking about my grandparents who passed away before I was born, and then he heard me address whoever I was speaking to as Sally. He came in the room and asked what was going on. I let him know an old lady was coming down from the attic to visit me at night. Oh.
Uh-oh.
She would play dolls with me and tell me stories and ask me questions.
Oh.
At the time, I was not aware that my grandmother's nickname was Sally. My dad said he had an eerie feeling and it didn't feel comfortable with my friend visiting me. The next day, he cleansed the house, and I don't recall seeing her again. My brother and his then wife moved into the house after my parents and I moved out. They had repeated encounters in the house for years to come. My brother would wake up sometimes paralyzed from head to toe or feeling like someone was on top of him. The blankets would be pulled off them in the middle of the night and they would see figures even in the evening when they were hanging out. During this time, they lived with roommates, several of which moved out abruptly or left their stuff behind and asked that my brother put it outside for them to pick up. No lasted living long in that house. When I was 16, my brother and his wife took me and my boyfriend out to dinner in NYC, where we were all living at the time. He started recalling stories about the old house and asked what I remembered about Sally. He recalls me immediately turning pale white and completely freezing up. I had no recollection of her until he mentioned it, and then all of a sudden, it came flooding back. The most recent incident that happened was at my friend's Halloween party in 2016. She lived in a half-finished house that was totally decked out in decorations, and she drew a pentagram in the middle of the living room for the party. Wow.
Interesting.
My best friend took a photo of the pentagram towards the end of the night. She opened the photo to view it and screeched. There was a very clear orb in the pentagram. She looked at me and said, "Oh my God, we should name it. What about Sally?" Keep in mind, I had not mentioned a single word of my past with Sally to anyone other than my family and my ex. I immediately told her the story and she was taken aback. She had no idea why the name popped into her head. Needless to say, I left the party shortly after and have yet to hear any mention of Sally again. Ooh, that's creepy. It's creepy kids seeing a ghost. That was sent in by Sarah. Thanks for that story, Sarah. That is
that's creepy as hell, man.
It's good.
Creepy as hell. Goosebumps when they're don't like it. I don't like when kids see stuff, man. Creeps me out.
Creeps me the fuck
kids,
out.
Kids walking around in the middle of the night is the scariest thing in a horror movie and the scariest thing in real life. You just see a kid walking around. You would just like, if you see some creepy kid walking around in your hallway at night, like it would be really hard for me not to just like straight up like straight kick, like wrestling style straight kick that kid. It's like in the chest.
Oh, 100%.
No, not today, Satan.
Boom. I'd pay to watch that movie, Dan.
I'd boot that kid like 10 feet across down the hallway.
Now, Zell, you got a prolapse of the week? I mean, fuck. Theorite of the week.
You fucked up. Theorite of the week. Off. I'm giving it to
my notes.
N.H Creations on Instagram. They drew us this dope alien hand ATT logo for a t-shirt. Did you see it? You didn't see it. Anyways, I'll throw it up. We'll throw it up. It's pretty badass. So N.H Creations.
I got to give a special shout out to this case file. Brittany on our Patreon was sending me tons of QAnon stuff. BNR 090612. Special thanks. Sent me tons of information, including the first chapter of her book about QAnon.
She's writing a book?
Well, first chapter. I don't think it's done.
Cool.
Maybe it is done. She only sent me the first chapter.
I think I saw there's a QAnon book. What is it? The Great Awakening? That one's climbed the top 20 bestseller list, I think. So, yes. Take some cues from that.
Should have read that. Next time.
There's also, what was the one book? The one author. I want to read The Republic of Lies. That's supposed to be a pretty good one.
We got tons of new Patreons the month of September. Woo! The first one I opened here, Mr. Conspiracy. I'm like, there's no way he's.
There's no for the show. Way.
So someone's obviously got that moniker and they're giving him credit. Blinky Bill. Jacob. Julian. Oh. Has Corson Fetchmeister.
What?
That's how I can. That, there's no other way to read that.
Has Corson Fetchmeister. 100%. Nice. That's what it is.
Yeah. Mr. Phobos. Lisa Bryant. Lizzie Harrington. Colton Kelly. Kayanti Coots. Eric. Steve Spencer. Matthew Kapp. Shane Morrison. Jacob Ludwig and Matt Lanning. Those are some of our new Patreons.
I recognize some of those as repeats, as returning customers. So that's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
We haven't said your name. We'll try to get to it. Anything else?
Are we doing any reviews? I don't have them up. So
did you have a tasty review?
Yeah, I got the reviews up. I can read a couple. Let's read a couple. Why not?
Let's read a couple. We haven't read them for a few weeks.
We like to hear nice things about us.
Before I read reviews, if you want to help us and you don't want to go on Patreon, first off, we got tons of stuff on Patreon. Go check out. We got tons of after hours, tons of bonus case files. I think it really is worth it. We're probably one of the few podcasts that really put into Patreon. If that's not up your alley, though, what really helps is just mention us on social media.
Yep.
Tag a post. Tell your friends. We're strictly word of mouth podcast, so that helps. And we love seeing it. We love seeing our tag getting put on people's feeds and stuff. So that really helps too. 5-star reviews. I got one by Pacey Mate from Australia. The Yowie is listening. Awesome podcast, guys. I found you about 3 weeks ago, and I have gone through all of your case files at work while welding. Keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful when you're welding.
Favorite podcast. Wortley Man from Canada. Somehow I found this podcast when it first started and been hooked ever since. The 5-star review is overdue. If you love conspiracies and the unexplained, this is the podcast for you. Can't read this one. Can't read this one. if you put words in your headlines or your 5-star review that I can't say that.
People are just testing you.
People are test the waters. I already messed up once today. One strike. I got one other one here that I really liked. Where is it here? Pulling it up. This is my favorite. This was my new favorite 5-star review of the day. Fuck this. Dude, I don't know what's going on with my internet here. Here we go. The least cringe conspiracy podcast available. 5-star review by Eggly Bagelface.
That's great.
Out of all the conspiracy podcasts available, these guys make me cringe the least. Yes. Thank you, Eggly Bagelface.
Yes. That's saying a lot. I've listened to a couple conspiracy podcasts, and they are, yeah, interesting. Yeah, cringy is the word for it.
And, well, let's wrap this up and go into After Hours. If you want to check out our After Hours, we don't do it live, but you can listen to it on our Patreon page.
I'm doing it. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and every week I forget. I'm playing music. If you got a band or your friend's got a band, send your music in, and I'm going to play it at the end of the episode. Just got to make sure in writing to say I could play it, because then when YouTube puts a strike against me for using the copyright stuff, I can fight it. So that's all I ask. All right. This week.
Got a CYA.
Song called Orbit Astray by the band The Many Colored Death. I forgot where they're from, but their friend hooked them up, then sent them a message, and they agreed. So this week, ATT feature music, Orbit Astray. That's the song. Check it out on Spotify or wherever you stream music. All right, that's it, buddy.
Hey, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace. I read.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.